the fundamentals. After all, that's what championship coaches do when they want to sharpen the skills of their players, whether those players are rookies or seasoned veterans. That's what prompted me to go back to the source, to the greatest leadership book ever written, the Bible. Every leadership lesson I've ever taught is based on scriptural principles. Now, in the 21 most powerful minutes in a leader's day, I'm bringing the leadership contained in the Bible to the forefront. By examining the lives of the Bible's great leaders, we can learn more about leadership and apply the principles we learn to our daily lives. This audiobook on tape is designed to be a leadership development tool. It's not meant to be listened to in one sitting. It should be consumed in daily bites and digested slowly over a 3 to 5 week period. Here's how I suggest you do it. First, plan to set aside 21 minutes every day to become a better leader. You can do this anywhere, during your commute, as you exercise, or during the quiet time in the morning or evening. For the first 7 minutes, listen to the day's lesson, which contains insight and instruction on one of the 21 laws of leadership and on the person in the Bible who best illustrates that law. After you've listened to that day's teaching, turn off the tape and spend some time reflecting and praying. Pay particular attention to the suggestions I make at the end of each day to help you grow in your leadership. If you desire to learn more about a particular leader, listen for where you can find more about him or her in the Bible. And if you desire to measure your leadership ability related to a particular law, you can take a free assessment of your ability on the Internet by visiting my website, www.enjoy.com. With the word enjoy spelled I-N-J-O-Y. I hope you enjoy the next few weeks living with some of the greatest leaders in mankind's history, and with a few who should have been but weren't. I've learned some wonderful leadership lessons from them, and I hope you do too. Chapter 1, The Law of the Lid. The biblical characters that best demonstrate that law are Saul and David. Looks can be deceiving. Sometimes we look at a person and we assume that he has everything it takes to be a great leader. That was the case with Saul. Scripture tells us that there was not a more handsome man among the children of Israel. When the people of Israel asked for a king, God gave them Saul, and everyone expected him to be a great leader. But it wasn't long before Saul, a man of power and potential, discredited himself and his leadership, and God chose a new leader in his place. He picked David, a man after God's own heart. Why did Saul fail as Israel's king while David, who appeared to be weaker, succeeded? The answer can be found in the law of the lid, which says that leadership ability determines a person's level of effectiveness. You see, the lower an individual's ability to lead, the lower the lid on his effectiveness. But the higher the leadership, the greater the effectiveness. While David tried to become a better leader and had many lid-lifting experiences, Saul's attitude kept the lid clamped down firmly on his leadership. Consider the similar paths the men traveled and how differently they reacted. First, both men received counsel from godly men. The anointing and opportunity given to Saul and David were strikingly similar. Both were anointed by Samuel, the last judge of the Hebrew nation, and both received the benefit of godly counsel, Saul from Samuel and David from Samuel and later Nathan the prophet. But look at how different their reigns were as monarchs. The day Saul was appointed king, he actually hid from the people. Though he had a title, power, and crown of a king, he never moved the monarchy beyond a charisma-based judgeship. He was made a general, but he never attracted a large standing army. He created no organized government to preserve his gains. And when God no longer favored him, he thought the title of king entitled him to continue leading. David, on the other hand, seized opportunities to grow in his leadership. He learned to be a warrior. He built a standing army and conquered his enemies. He chose a city and captured it to become the nation's new capital, and then he built a lasting government there. From the beginning, David attracted citizens, warriors, and leaders alike, and he led them well. As the result of his leadership, the people finally began to believe